The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC 2.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, afternoon. You got some afternoon basketball coming at you. It's going to be typical on Saturdays this season as the Lady Hawks, 2-2, 0-2 in league, are going to be taking on the Cashmere Bulldogs. Cashmere just 1-0, and they actually started their season yesterday. We'll talk about that in a little bit in this pregame. We'll take a look at our last game last night against Wapato. Did not end well for us. We ended up losing 76-26. We'll take a brief look at the Cashmere game, about why their season is starting so late. And, of course, we'll also have the SCAC scoreboard, the SCAC standings, as well as the opening rosters, the starters, and the opening tip-off. And, of course, we'll have all the action here as the ladies getting ready to take the middle game of a three-game homestand against the Cashmere Bulldogs this afternoon. And we'll be back with more here from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Cashmere Bulldogs. Last night, the Lady Hawks hosted the Wapato Wolves, the first place Wapato Wolves. And the Lady Hawks really kind of struggled. Straight out of the gate, Wapato was leading 22-6 after one quarter play. They ended the first quarter on a 19-4 run to open that 22-6 lead and never really look back. Lady Hawks having trouble dealing with Wapato getting into the passing lanes, and also when Wapato would press, the Lady Hawks would have difficulty getting the ball up the court. And again, we're dealing with a shorthanded team. We don't have Rahima Durand. We lost her to a shoulder injury last Saturday, and we're still without the services of Lou Weaver. She's still rehabbing that knee injury from back in the summer. Saw her walk from the locker room, and as mentioned, she's got no hitch in her giddy up, but she's got to be very, very careful with lateral movement. And when you're a point guard in particular, lateral movement really matters. We hope to have her back, according to the athletic director, Ken James. Hopefully we'll have her back the first week of January, and that will certainly help. So again, as mentioned, Lady Hawks fall 76-26. They were led last night by the 8 points of Ayala Bryant and 9 points from Charlie Amick. Charlie getting actually 8 of her points in the second half. The difficulty was pretty much no one else was scoring. We ended up scoring 7 points in the second half, getting outscored 11-2 in the fourth, 30-5 in the third, as Wapato ended up winning, running away. Kashmir is 1-0, and they actually started the season last night. These Kashmir, the Bulldogs are on a very long road trip. As you know, Kashmir's at least 3.5-4 hours away from here, and they were at Connell last night. I was talking to Ken James before the game. I was saying, I'm hoping Kashmir didn't go back home. He said, no, they spent the night in Pasco. So they're on a two-game overnight road trip, having played Connell last night. The Lady Bulldogs prevailed to the tune of 39-31. Part of the reason Kashmir is so late in starting the season is because Kashmir and Royal, the boys team, were in the state football championships in Husky Stadium, and Kashmir actually ended up losing on the last play of the game on a failed two-point conversion. But as a result of that, I mean, that game just took place last Friday, I believe. That game would have been on Friday. And as a result, the boys' season could not start, and they delayed the start of the girls' season as well. So they're just starting out. The girls have been practicing, I'm sure Kashmir had, but they haven't been playing up to game speed. But they did have that 6-point victory against Connell last night. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings, and we'll have the starting lineups, and eventually, of course, the opening tip-off and all the action here as the Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on Kashmir here at home. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Voice Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks on the court warming up, getting ready to take on the Kashmir Bulldogs. Real quick before we honor the flag, let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Wapato hunkers atop at 3-0, followed by Natchez Valley at 2-0, and both of those teams 4-0 overall. Kashmir then follows at 1-0. They just have the one game, a victory over Connell last night, 39-31. Royal is 2-0, Zilla and 1-1, but they have yet to play a league game. And then Connell College Place and Waluke all at 0-2. Connell and College Place both 2-2 overall. And Waluke, having not had a win in over a year, still sitting at 0-4. Taking a look at other action this week. Last night, as mentioned, Cashmere beat Connell in Connell 39-31. And Natchez Valley beat Kybee 52-42. And what happened? Yeah, that's right. I missed mentioning Kybee. They are at 1-1. Kybee at 5-1. We're going to be on the road to see them next Saturday. And the women's program looking to be undergoing perhaps a bit of a renaissance up in Benton City. And then in other action today, Zilla is going to be in Mattawa at Waluke. And dear me, if the last couple of years have been any indication, that is going to be a tough go for the Lady Warriors. Kybee is going to be at Wapato, and Kybee, having been beaten by Natchez Valley, they're probably going to have a bone in their teeth and want to take it out on the Wolves. That could be an interesting game. Both those games slated to tip off same time as here. And then later this evening, Royal will be hosting Connell. And then in a non-league tilt, Natchez Valley is traveling to Cowichi to take on Highland. As mentioned earlier this week, Kybee beat up on Waluke on Tuesday, 63-29. Wapato, it just obliterated Connell, 73-20. And on Thursday, Royal hosted Riverside and treated Riverside poorly to the tune of 71-14. Briefly, looking what's coming up next week, there will be games on Tuesday, although College Place will have the day off. Natchez Valley will be at Waluke. Connell will be hosting Zilla. Cashmere will be at Kybee. So Cashmere is going to have to come down the road again. And then finally, Royal is going to be at Wapato. That will be on Tuesday. On Friday, Connell will be here at College Place, and then College Place will be on the road to Kybee on Saturday. And we're going to take a break so we can honor the flag. And when we come back, we'll have a starting lineups and the opening tip-off. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball live from the Hawk's Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawk's Nest, and they're just now furling the flag back up and getting ready to take a look at starting lineups. And Cashmere, what have they got? They have 10 girls on that match? Yeah, Cashmere with 10, and again, the Lady Hawks just putting 8 of them out there. And you better count on the fact that Julie Hill is going to be rotating all of them out of there, all afternoon long. Starting on the bench for Cashmere will be a 5'5 sophomore forward in Peyton Ireland, a 5'4 sophomore guard, and number 21, Juliana Boyd, a 5'3 freshman guard, number 22, Logan Hatmaker, a 5'6 freshman forward, and number 23, Ellie Jacobson, and a 5'10 freshman post, number 32, Addie Lyons. And for the Hawks, we're going to have, I'm going to get the heights right. Yeah, there we go. We're going to have the 5'6 senior, number 4, Grayson Tong, the 5'6 senior, number 11, Annie Watson, and the 5'9 sophomore, number 15, Carly Ray. Lou Weaver and Rahima Durand are also on the bench, but Durand has that shoulder wrapped up. She's unavailable, and as mentioned, the redhead Weaver, the fourth of a long line of quality point guards that the Weaver family have contributed, is on the bench, being unable to do much in terms of lateral movement due to that knee injury that she suffered last summer. I'm going to presume that injury took place during club ball. So let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First, the visiting Kashmir Bulldogs are going to start at guard, a 5'7 senior, number 1, Ella Kanoyer. They're going to start a sophomore guard, a 5'5 sophomore guard, number 3, Kinsley Miller, a 5'7 senior forward, number 12, Alyssa Soria, a 5'11 junior post, number 24, Addie Talley, and then a 5'7 guard forward, a junior, number 40, Gwen Ledesma. For Coach Julie Hill, her starters are going to be what they've been all year long thus far. She's going to start the 5'6 senior guard, number 1, Charlie Amick, the 5'5 senior guard, number 2, Bertukin Duran, the 5'8 junior, number 3, Ayala Bryant, the 5'6 senior, number 10, Ellie Andrews, and the 5'7 sophomore, number 21, Emma Niemeyer. Telling for us, if we can get some three-point shots up and hit them, and if Niemeyer can, or even Bryant, can potentially get some driving done, it's conceivable we might give Kashmir time. I mean, they only beat Connell by 6 points. Now, Connell has a long history of being very, very tough, although they were down last year, as you may recall. College Place actually took the season series from Connell last year. So if Connell is still down and Kashmir was only able to beat them by 6, it's conceivable we might be able to play our way into this game. So now they've announced Emma, and she'll shake Ledesma's hand, and we'll get into our final huddles. Kashmir has our colors. They're wearing road blacks, but they've got that white and bronco orange trim, and potentially even look like Hawk Road uniforms. College Place, as usual, in their home whites with that Denver Bronco blue and orange trim. Reps out there waiting for the players to break their final huddle. Kashmir is trotting back to the bench. They're ready to go, and Julie Hill having some last words with her crew in front of her bench. The girls all smiles in the huddle as they break it and come out. And the Lady Hawks will be moving from left to right as we sit here behind the scorer's table. Bryant will step in against Addie Talley for Kashmir. And Ayala's giving up a good 3 inches to Talley. Now the ref's in the middle, ready to go. There's the whistle. There's the ball. And Talley tips it back to Kanoyer, who then drives down the length and immediately has the ball stolen by Bertukin Durand, yeah, and then gets tied up by Kinsley Miller. Or they, no, they called that foul on Kanoyer, so that'll be her first personal. So the Lady Hawks quickly get a turnover, and then a foul on Kashmir as Durand will bring it up, working into the corner, now giving at the top to Amick. Charlie dribbling back with, I believe that's Miller coming out on her, to Bryant on the right wing. Niemeyer ended up falling down. Duran now in the corner to Amick. 7 on the shot clock. Wants to go down low to Niemeyer, who ends up losing the ball out of bounds. A little bit of a miscommunication on that pass to Emma Niemeyer, and we turn the ball over. No score, just underway here in the Hawks Nest. And the Lady Hawks will press, but they get it up court to Kinsley Miller. Then Miller quickly goes up court to Kanoyer. Now back out to Miller on the right wing. Miller, a couple dribbles in, wants to go to the key. Instead feeds to Soria at the top. Soria then feeds to Ledesma for a long three. That ends up being an air ball, but Talley will come down with the rebound, and Talley managed to turn to her right and drop it home. 2-0 Kashmir, 7:06 to go in the first, as Duran, cheating to the left, feeds to Niemeyer in the corner. Emma fakes the three, drives into the key, Feed out to Amick for a right wing three off the front of the rim. No good. And it'll be Tally coming down with the rebound. Got a good look there. You can just hit them as Duran harassing Tally in the backcourt. Now she's going to go up to Miller on the right wing. Miller wants to go down low. Ball is going to be tipped, stolen by Duran, who will then feed back to Bryant in the backcourt. So Ayala will bring it up. And Bryant with Ledesma coming out on her. Give on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. First touch of the game. She'll then dribble to the top, getting reached on by Soria. Now running out of time, and she's going to end up, we end up turning the ball over. Ledesma's going to pick up the loose ball. She'll then feed to Miller. Two possessions of the Lady Hawks and two turnovers. As Miller cheats to the left, feeds to Soria, then goes to Kanoyer, has to drip to the top, feeds to Ledesma, drives into the key, goes over Charlie Amick, puts up an air ball. I did not see who got the rebound. That was Ledesma. That putback is no good. Tally then gets a rebound, puts that off the bottom of the rim. Long rebound going to be chased down by Ledesma. She pulls up, now feeds to Soria at the top. Soria drives into the key, kick out to Kanoyer. Kanoyer to the top to Miller. Miller is going to get called for travel. 5:42 to go in the first. It's just 2-0 Kashmir. And the Bulldogs not looking nearly as strong as when we last visited them up in the Wenatchee. That's not the Wenatchee Valley. What valley is that? Not the Leavenworth Valley either. So Bryant, getting shouted by Ledesma, crosses the timeline, feeds to Ellie Andrews on the right. With Soria on her feet, driving Niemeyer, drives into the key, has to kick back out to Charlie, swinging around to Andrews. Andrews, a couple of dribbles to the left. 13 on the shot clock, waiting for something to open up. Now feeds to Niemeyer on the left wing. 8 on the shot clock. Emma wants to drive in. Has the ball stolen by Tally. Goes up court to Ledesma as Bryant shuts her down, but then Ledesma manages to put a spin move and bank it home. 4-0 Kashmir. 5:07 to go in the first. As Duran now has the ball at center circle. Duran on the right wing to Ellie Andrews with Soria coming out on her. Now to Emma Niemeyer at the top. Niemeyer. Dribble now to the right. Oh, God, almost got it down low to Charlie Amick, but then Ledesma pokes it out, and Tally's going to pick up the loose ball. Numerous turnovers as Miller will bring it up for Kashmir. Miller to Ledesma. Swing around to Soria on the left wing. Soria now cross court to Ledesma. Now bounce pass to, that was Kanoyer, who managed to get down low and finish, making it 6-0 Kashmir. 4:28 to go in the first. Lady Hawks can't get much going on offense. Only had one really good-looking shot thus far as Niemeyer tries to back down. Oh, she does make a great move to the bucket, and the rim's in and out. No good. Great move by Emma. It just didn't drop. As Ledesma has the ball deep on the left wing now. Feed down low to, that is Tally. Puts a spin move on Emma Niemeyer and manages to lay it in with the left hand. Tally now with her fourth point, making it 8-0 Kashmir. Bryant. Bring it up, being shadowed by Ledesma. Now we got to have some movement, and the ball ends up getting tipped and stolen by Ledesma, and then they're going to call a grabbing foul on Ellie Andrews. Checking in for Kashmir, number 32, Addie Lyons, and for the Jags, I did it again. For the Lady Hawks, number 15, Carly Ray will spell Emma Niemeyer. Miller will take the inbound from Soria, and she'll walk it up and give on the left wing to Ledesma. Now back to Miller, now back to Ledesma. Wanted to go down low to Tally, and then wanted to feed down low to Lyons, who then lost the ball off her leg, and it's going to be stolen by Durand, then feeds up court to Charlie Amick. Now down low to Carly Ray. That's a bad pass. Ends up getting tipped, but then restolen by Charlie. She'll feed to Durand, swing around to Bryant. We did get a fresh 30 out of this as they did have possession as Bryant drives into the top of the key. Wants to feed Carly Ray. Got another turnover. Going to feed Ledesma, trying to go in transition. Ayala Bryant makes her move around, and Bryant forced Ledesma into a travel. Heads-up play by the junior there, but it's 8-0 Kashmir, 3:07 to go in the first. Our shorthandedness and not having Lou Weaver out there to start the offense continues to tell in league play here, as Durand will bring it up. And give download to Carly Ray, who ended up losing it to Tally. So we got another turnover. Carly Ray having trouble hanging on to the basketball. Tally will bring it up. Now kicks back out to Ledesma. Ledesma across to Miller. She'll pull up for three and hits. Kinsley Miller with a three. And Hank Warden, Edward Jones three as Durand will bring it up. And the Lady Hawks trailing 11-0. Charlie Amick dribbling to the top. Now kick out to Ellie Andrews. She'll drive back to the top. Ellie now wants to drive in. She'll turn, step back for three, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Ledesma will come down with the rebound. Miller goes up court to Soria, has to pull back out. Now goes cross court to Lyons as Bryant skies up for the ball, tips it, and Carly Ray ends up with a loose ball. Heads up play again by the junior, Ayala Bryant, as Andrews will bring it up the right wing with Soria coming out on her. And she's going to need help. And the ball ends up going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Ellie Andrews. 2 minutes to go in the first. Lady Hawks being blanked 11-0. As Juliana Boyd will step in for Kashmir, and Kinsley Miller will go to the bench. So Soria will bring it up. And she'll give on the right wong to Boyd as Grayson Tong gets ready to check in as Tally. Makes a shot from inside the key. Swirls in and out, no good. Nyla Bryant will sky for the rebound, and she's going to come up the right wing with it. Now being shot by Ledesma. She wants to drive in. Beautiful move baseline by Ella Bryant. And the Goose Eggs off the board. We trail 11-2 as Ledesma goes up court to Lyons for an 18-footer. That's an air ball. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Lyons, I believe. Feeds Ledesma on the left wing. Now cross to Soria at the top. Now Ledesma. Now in the corner to Lyons. Lyons will pull up for long two. No good. And Carly Ray will come down with the rebound and then feed Isla Bryant. Bryant goes up court to Ellie Andrews. Ellie, down low to Carly Ray. It's going to be tipped and stolen by Tally. Yet another turnover. So now Soria comes down, drives up against Bryant. Shot is no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Tally. She's tried. She and Carly Ray end up muscling for it. I think we got a jump ball. We do. So Grayson Todd will check in and Belle Durand. Now Emma Niemeyer did not quite get a chance to check in, and we're under 60 seconds to go. Ella Knoyer getting to check back in for Kashmir. As Amick has the ball on the right wing. Now to Andrews in the corner. Ellie, boy, she got away with the travel. Ball ends up going on the deck, and we're going to have a reaching foul, and we're going to have a jump ball. Nope, we're not going to have a jump ball. The ball just went out of bounds. So Niemeyer will check in and spell Ellie Andrews with 45 seconds to go in the first. Lady Hawks trail 11-2. As Ledesma will feed back to Knoyer. Knoyer in the corner to Lyons. Pulls up for about 18. That shot is no good. Tip rebound. Who wants it? Finally, Lyons is going to chase it down. And she'll feed to Ledesma at center circle. Now to Knoyer, deep on the left wing. She wants to drive into the key, pulls up from about eight, put up no good shot. Carly Ray muscles the rebound away from Lyons. She'll feed to Bryan, who wanted to go up court to Amick, but it's going to be intercepted by Ledesma, who then steps in. Euro steps off Ayala Bryant and manages to bank it home. Ledesma with 4 points, 13-2. Kashmir, 6 seconds to go as Amick tried to feed Ray. We turn the ball over again, and oh my goodness gracious, that was Juliana Boyd with a long three off the side of the rim. No good. And after one quarter play, it is all Kashmir. Bulldogs 13, Lady Hawks 2. Back with the second quarter. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help.
Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
On to the second quarter here in the Hawks Nest. In the first quarter, well, it was all Kashmir. 13-2 Bulldogs. 4 points from Talley, 4 points for Ledesma. And Lady Hawks just have a lone field goal from Ayala Bryant, who drove down right baseline and made her own offense. It was a good-looking little run. We just need a little bit more of that. We have been turning the ball over. It's part of our problem. As Knoyer will inbound to Miller. As Kashmir has the ball to start the second. Knoyer has the ball on the left wing. Back to Miller at the top. Tip stolen by Amick. With Miller in pursuit. Charlie's going to drive all the way down. Her lay-in is a bit too strong. Grayson Taunt ends up trying to fight for the rebound and loses it out of bounds. And the Hawks going to press the inbounds. So we'll have Bryant on Miller. But she gets it to Ledesma. Now feeds back to Miller. And Miller now will bring it up. Miller to Ledesma on the left wing. Wants to go to the Lions. Ball's going to be tipped, stolen by Carly Ray. Goes up court to Charlie Amick, who then waits for traffic to pass. Probably wise. Charlie with Miller coming out on her. Dribble right now. Left spin move. Drives into the key. Slices through a double team. I think the ball got partially blocked as Knoyer will come down with the rebound. She'll now drive up the right wing. Now pull up. Now feed to whoever that was. Now to number three for Miller for three. And she hits. Miller with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Her second of the game, making it 16-2. And then we turn the ball over, coming back up the court as Andrews and Durand will check in for Ayala Bryant and Charlie Amick. Julie Hill primarily concerned just with making sure people can stay out there with some level of stamina. As Ledesma will take it out baseline with Niemeyer in her face. She's having trouble getting it in, and she ends up throwing it to the invisible girl. Knoyer has to track it down almost in backcourt. Now dribbling in on the right wing with Andrews on her. Managed to get it down low to Miller, who then drives to the bucket. Shot rims in and out, no good, but she got fouled, I believe, by Durand. Yeah. Durand pick up her first, and Miller will go to the line for two. This is the first trip to the charity stripe for either team, and Miller hits the first, making it 17-2 Kashmir. Bunch of machine gun dribbles from Miller. Quickly puts up the second. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Knoyer goes out of bounds, ends up feeding it straight to Ellie Andrews. Durand then goes up court to Grayson Taunt, boy, who almost got away with the travel. Then to Andrews, now to Durand at the top. Now on the left wing to Taunt. Grayson dribbling in. She'll cross over to Carly Ray, puts up an underhanded scoop shot that's no good, gets her own rebound, kicks out to Durand for a left corner three. Off the back of the rim, no good, and Knoyer will come down with the rebound. At least you got some looks. You just got to hit him as Knoyer will feed to Miller. Coming down the right wing. Now to Knoyer, almost at center circle. Swing around to Lyons on the left wing. Lyons down in the corner to Ledesma. Ledesma bounce pass down to, oh, that was Miller. With a nice little turnaround move in the key from about 7 feet. Miller now has 9 points as Andrews has the ball on the left wing to Grayson Taunt for a long two. Oh, that's not fair. That swirled halfway down and out. And Lyons comes down with a rebound. Feed to Miller, who will walk it up. On the left wing to, who is that? That is Julian Boyd. Now to Miller. Miller drives right lane. The shot is no good, but they're going to say she got pushed, I believe, by Ellie Andrews. Yep. That will be Ellie's second personal, if I'm counting right. Yep. And that'll put Ella Knoyer to the line. Bulldogs 1-for-2. Make that 2-for-3. As checking in for the Hawks is Annie Watson, and Addie Talley will check in for Kashmir, as did somebody else did as well. I did not catch it. Oh, it was Soria. Alyssa Soria checked back in. Neuer's second free throw is off the side of the rim, no good. Tally almost gets the rebound, and finally, loose ball. She does gather it in. Finally has to kick back out to, that is Boyd, who ends up losing the ball out of bounds. However, we are decked up 20-2 Kashmir, 5:37 to go in the half. Zemin Emeyer will bring it up. To Watson on the right wing, to a driving Graceland Ton. Beautiful little bit of movement there. That was Annie Watson to Graceland Ton. Nice combination, making it 20-4. As Soria will pull up for a right wing three off the back of the rim and off the back of the backboard. That's out of bounds. You should be calling that. What are you doing? As Miller gets the ball from Ton, turnaround three ends up being no good. Tally takes the tipped rebound feed to Soria. Right wing three again. And that time Soria hits the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, making it 23-4 Kashmir. Ouch. As Niemeyer will bring it up. Feed wants to go down low to Watson, and the pass was errant, and Canori will pick up the loose ball. Now to Miller, coming up on the left wing. Now, that's not Watson. Then to Soria. Soria for another Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. She has two on two possessions, making it 26-4. So Niemeyer will walk it up with Ledesma getting ready to check in for Kashmir. She needs some help. And Miller's going to end up stealing loose ball. Gets behind everybody. Down the left lane. Lays it up and in. We're going to have a timeout. Julie Hill's seen enough with 4:11 to go in the half. And the Lady Hawks trailing 28-4 back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball live from the Hawks Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice on your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Addie Lyons checked in for Kashmir during that timeout. As Lady Hawks will send their starting five out there with the exception of Annie Watson. As Ayala Bryant is still getting her wind back on the bench. So Andrews will inbound to Niemeyer, who will play point guard right now. Emma will walk it up, being met by Tally. And they're running out of time, feeds to Andrews, who loses the ball out of bounds. We have been plagued by turnovers in this game. Ledesma will take it out right in front of her coach. She'll feed to Miller. Well, we had Charlie Amick on the bench as well, but Charlie and Ayala Bryant are all about to check in as Tally puts in the spin move deep in the key and manages to hit, making it 30-4. As Niemeyer will walk it up. Now drive left and almost lost the ball out of bounds. Managed to gather it in. Wants to feed Grayson Ton, and we going to throw the ball away. It goes out of bounds, but I think they're going to say last touch by Kashmir. So Charlie Amick, Ayala Bryant, and Carly Ray all going to check in for Durand, Ellie Andrews, and Emma Niemeyer. So Bryant will take it out baseline. Oh, looking for some movement. Got to get it long. Feed to Charlie Amick at the top of the key. Charlie then drives down, puts the shot off the backboard. No good. Tally will come down with a rebound, then feed to Ledesma. And Ledesma will bring it up. She'll give on the right wing to Soria. Soria down low to Tally. Trying to back down against Carly Rae. Can't do it. Feed back out to Soria. Fakes the three. Now to Tally from about 13. That's an air ball. Knoyer comes down with the rebound. That shot is no good. And then we've got a foul on the subsequent rebound. And they're going to say that foul is on Addie Lyons. That is her first personal. 3:06 to go in the half. And unfortunately, it's all Kashmir. Bulldogs 30, Hawks 4. As Amick, they'll get hit by Knoyer. She crosses the center circle. Juliana Boyd getting ready to check in for Kashmir. Charlie drives into the corner. Now wants to drive baseline against Knoyer. And managed to get past her and lay it up and in. Charlie Amick with her first field goal of the game, making it 30-6. Ledesma takes the ball deep on the left wing to Soria, deep on the right. Then wanted to feed Lyons, passes errant, but Knoyer is there to gather it in. Then the ball ends up going on the deck, and it's going to be picked up by Watson. She then will bring it up, go across to Charlie. Now on the left wing to Ayala Bryant. Ayala, thinking about the three, wanted to bounce down to Charlie Amick, and the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds by Knoyer. As mentioned, Juliet and Boyd going to check in, and Knoyer will go to the bench for Kashmir. 2:17 to go in the second. Goodness gracious. But it's 30-6 Kashmir. As Ton feeds to Charlie in the corner, that ball may have been partially blocked. Oh, they're going to call a foul, and I think Charlie Amick's going to the line for three. Yep. Yes, indeed. That foul is going to be on Julianne Boyd, and Charlie Amick's going to the line for three. So, Amick, have I been pronouncing Charlie's name wrong all this time? Charlie just has one dribble and then quickly hunkers and shoots and hits the first, making it 30-7. One dribble, hunker, fire. Charlie didn't mess around. Puts that one off the front of the rim. And Annie Watson thought she had to get the rebound. Charging in there as Kinsley Miller will check back in and Annie Lyons will go to the bench. So Charlie 1-for-2. Now trying to go 2-for-3. Off the back of the rim, no good. Ledesma will come down with a rebound. She'll come up the right wing, turn around, and feed Boyd. Back to Ledesma. Desmond dribbling into the key, feeds to Miller for a left wing three. Oh my goodness, Kinsley Miller. Third, Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, bomb of the game. As Amick then drives into the key. Oh man, she had a great look at it and ended up swirling in and out, no good. Then we have a foul away from the ball. That foul, I believe, is going to be on Grayson Ton. That'll be her first personal. So Soria will take it out baseline with the Lady Hawks pressing, and Watson manages to trip the ball away, but then the loose ball is going to be tipped to Miller. Almost made that work. As Miller goes up court to Soria, then in the corner to Boyd. Boyd back out to Miller, deep on the right wing. Now to Soria. Nope, that was Boyd in the right corner. Then feeds to Tally, who gets into the key, manages to bounce it home, and she got fouled. That foul is going to be on Carly Rae. That'll be her first personal. So Tally now with 8 points and an and one opportunity. Tally, four deliberate dribbles, and she hits it. 2-for-3 from the line are the Kashmir Bulldogs. As Annick will bring it up. Being shouted by Boyd, gives to Carly Rae on the left wing, and I don't know who she was trying to throw the ball to. It ends up being thrown away, and Miller will take the loose ball, and she traveled. Yeah, she totally carried it, and she knew it, too. It was a missed dribble, and just ended up carrying it too far. Durand and Ellie Andrews to check back in, as Watson and Ton will go to the bench. So Amick will bring it up with 1:13 to go. In the half, Lady Hawks trail 36-7. Durand with the ball deep on the right wing. Now to Carly Rae. Oh, to a driving Bryant. Oh, look at that. She lost the ball. It bounced off the Kashmir Bulldog back. She picked it back up and put it away. Tally drives in, then gets cut off. Swing to Boyd. Ledesma to Miller for three. Oh, my goodness. Kinsley Miller with another Hank Warden Edward Jones three. She is deadly. She has four of them. As Amick wants to drive into the key, puts up from about 15, puts it up the front of the rim, no good. As Miller will come down with a rebound with 31 seconds to go. She wants to go all the way, and she does, but too strong is her shot. Tally, however, will come down with the rebound and put it back and away. Tally now with 11 points. And it is 41-9. Durand with Miller coming out on her to Andrews deep on the right wing. 12 seconds to go in the half. Ellie dribbling back and forth. Wanted to feed to Carly Ray. Instead, the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds by Tally. 5.8 seconds to go. And it has been all Kashmir. So we inbound to Amick. Hand off to Charlie. Or to good Ellie Andrews for a long three. They got partially blocked. And the first half comes to an end. And as mentioned, it is all Kashmir. Going into the halftime locker room, Kashmir Bulldogs 41. Your College Place Lady Hawks 9. Moving back with a breakdown of the first half. When we return, you're listening to College Place Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett. Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest halftime, and Lady Hawks still looking for that first league win against the Kashmir Bulldogs. Kashmir just starting their season last night, getting a six-point win over Connell in Connell, and they spend the night in Pasco and then come down here, and they are treating the Lady Hawks rudely. Kashmir at halftime, 41, College Place 9. Here's your unofficial scoring summary for the visiting Kashmir Bulldogs. Let's see. I want to make sure I get my name straight here. We've got Ella Kanoyer with 3 points, Gwen Ledesma with 4 points, Juliana Soria with 6 points. She scored threes on two straight possessions late in the second quarter. And then you have Addie Talley with 11 points and Kinsley Miller leading all scorers on the court. 17 points, 14 of those coming in the second quarter. And she has four threes, this Kinsley Miller. The sophomore guard cannot be left alone on the outside of the arc. For the Lady Hawks, Grayson Tunn with 2 points with a nice feed from Annie Watson. Charlie Amica, 3 points. Anniella Bryant with 4 points. Story of the game, ultimately, is one of turnovers. Lady Hawks just cannot get the half-court offense going. We keep trying to make interior passes, and we've turned the ball over numerous times in relation to that in particular. you take better care of the basketball, cut down on the turnovers, and be a bit better in execution on offense, I mean, you can at least make a better showing. To be honest, coming back from 41-9 is potentially going to be difficult, not least of which, because keep mentioning, we are shorthanded. We don't have Rahima Durand because of her shoulder injury, and we don't have Lou Weaver. Have some entertainment going on mid-court here as you do the half-court shooting contest. But not having Lou Weaver as well is also certainly painful. Unfortunately, we have something of a sparse crowd. They did get some entertainment here in a bit when they opened up the half-court shooting contest. John Perks for the men's team went out there, lined up from half court, and put it off the backboard, swirled in and out of the rim twice, and then finally dropped. And then, unless I'm mistaken, men's coach Kurt Pumphrey's son went out there and proceeded to bank the next one home as well. So getting a bit of entertainment there, at least from half court. Lady Hawks going to have their work cut out for you, and I'm sure Julie Hill is fully aware of this, is shorthanded as we are, that it was going to be something of a challenge. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings, as well as what's coming up next for the Lady Hawks, and of course, we'll have the second half, as the Lady Hawks are going to struggle to try and close this gap against the Cashmere Bulldogs here at home, as we trail 41-9. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at halftime at the Hawks Nest, and the Lady Hawks trail Cashmere 41-9. This is just Cashmere's second game of the season, as their season got onto a late start because they're having more or less to shadow the boys, and the boys just recently removed from the state championship a week ago yesterday, losing to Royal 21-20. On a failed two-point conversion, Kashmir had scored a touchdown as the clock expired, and then they went for two and were unable to make it work. So as a result, their basketball season's gotten off to a late start. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. First, scores from last night, which you may not have heard. As mentioned, Kashmir beat Connell in Connell 39-31, and then the Bulldogs stayed down in Pasco rather than make a brutal, massive road trip 2 days in a row. Natchez Valley beat Kybee 52-42 to put some distance. The Rangers put some distance between themselves and the Bears, remaining undefeated at the top of the SCAC. In other action today, Zilla is in Mattawa taking on Waluk right now, and Kybee is at Wapato. Undoubtedly, Kybee would love to take some frustration out on the Wolves, but it's probably going to be challenging for them. And then later this evening, Connell is going to be at Royal. And in an I-League game in Cowichi, the Highland Scotties are going to host Natchez Valley. You know, this scores from earlier this week. Kybee beat Waluk in Mattawa 63-29 on Tuesday, and Wapato blew out Connell 73-20 on Thursday in a non-league game. Royal treated Riverside very poorly in Royal 71-14. Just briefly looking at games next week. On Tuesday, Natchez Valley will be in Mattawa to take on Waluk. Connell will be hosting Zilla. Kashmir will be at Kybee. So Kashmir has got to take another road trip in the middle of the week. And Wapato will host Royal. On Friday, Natchez Valley will be at Kashmir. Waluk will be at Royal. College Place will be at home hosting Connell. And Kybee will be at Zilla. On Saturday, Wapato, in a non-league game, is going to go to Marysville to take on Tulalip Heritage. Lynn Ritzel Sprague will be at Connell. Royal will be hosting Kashmir. College Place will be on the road. We're going to be at Kybee next Saturday. And Natchez Valley will be at Zilla. Looking at the standings in the 1A, Wapato at 3-0, 4-0 overall. Natchez Valley 2-0, 4-0 overall. And Kashmir at 1-0. Kybee is at 1-1. Royal and Zilla have yet to play league games. Royals at 2-0, Zilla at 1-1. Connell, College Place, and Waluk all at 0-2. Right now, Connell and College Place both at 2-2. Waluk still looking for their first win in the last two, even 3 years. They are 0-4. And we got 16 seconds left till we start the second half. College Place is out there. They're raring to go. Julie Hill have her starting five out there, and Ayala Bryant's on the far sideline waiting for the ball, but the timer still has 4 seconds on it, and Kashmir is still on their huddle. Now there's your buzzer. And the clock's ready to go. Kashmir's just got to come out on the court. And College Place will be moving from right to left. So Brian will inbound to Charlie Amick, who will have Miller coming out on her. Or is that Kenoyer? That's Kenoyer. On the left wing to Emma Niemeyer. Emma, with Tally coming out on her, wants to drive into the key. Slices through a double team, and they're going to call a blocking foul, I think, on Soria. No, it's probably going to be on Tally. No, it is on Soria. I beg your pardon. So Soria will pick up her first personal, and Emma earned her way to the line. Lady Hawks 1-for-3. From the line in the first half, and Emma's still looking for her first points. And she's on it now. Sank the first, making it 41-10, Kashmir. Emma, two quick machine gun dribbles, and then she considers and fires that rainbow off the front of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. No, it's going to be stolen by Soria. Then feeds Miller in transition. Oh, and the pass ends up getting tipped. And it ends up going in the corner, then out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Ella Bryant. Almost got that turnover. So Ledesma will take it up baseline with 23 seconds on the shot clock. To Tally in the left corner with Bryant coming out on her. Tally now dribbling to the top, just hands the ball to Bertuk and Duran. Feeds to Bryant, who then has Soria slap at it, but Ayala will get it back. And now she's pulling up on the right wing, now dribbling into the corner, still maintaining her dribble, and passes it directly to Soria. I'm not quite sure what she was thinking. But we turn the ball over again as Miller will have it now past center circle. Give on the right wing to Kenoyer. Kenoyer Taps down to Tally in the key. Her shot goes off the side of the rim, no good. Kenoyer will come down with a rebound and then drive in and manage to rattle it home. Kenoyer with 5 points now. 43-10, Kashmir, as Ellie Andrews has the ball deep on the right wing. Put up a three. I think they got partially blocked. Tally will come down with the rebound. Ooh, that was an over and back. And the ref decided to be merciful as Miller tries to drive in, instead feeds to Kenoyer. Now feed to Ledesma. Ledesma on the right wing with Bryan all over her. Now Miller, now left wing Kenoyer. She'll pull up for three off the side of the rim, no good. And Charlie Amick will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed Niemeyer. And Emma will bring it up with Tally coming out on her. So I believe that's Tally. Now feed on the left wing to Charlie Amick. Oh, down to driving Ellie Andrews, who had to go too far to get it, and she ended up traveling trying to gather the ball back in. Dang it. That was a great play, and it almost worked. So Sori will feed to Miller, who will walk it up. And Miller swing around to Kenoyer, now to Soria in the left corner. Soria now cross court. Going to be tipped by Duran, but then tracked down by Miller. 16 on the shot clock, then tries to go on the floor, and then Duran ends up tying up Miller and forces Miller to travel. So that's a play by Bertuk and Duran there. Forces Kashmir into a turnover. Always a welcome sight. And Amick will bring it up. She'll be met by Kenoyer just on the other side of the center circle. She now dribble in, feed back to Bryant on the right wing. And lost a handle on her dribble. It's going to be picked up by Ledesma. Feeds to Soria in transition. Now she's going to pull up, wait for traffic. No feed to Kenoyer. Drive into the key. And she gets off a shot that rattles home. They're going to say Kenoyer traveled. So they're having a few turnovers here in the third quarter. Part of both teams. Charlie Amick will bring it up. On the left wing, Niemeyer with Tally coming out on her. To driving for Duran. Ball ends up getting tipped. Fed to Andrews in the left corner. Now she'll hand off to Duran, who then has it tipped out of bounds by Soria right to the College Place bench. So Andrews will take it out in front of Julie Hill with 14 on the shot clock. Amick, hand off to Andrews, dribble to the top. Step back three, gets a nice arcing shot, and Ellie Andrews gets her first bucket of the game. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, rainbow three. 43-13, however. Long outlet to Tally, who got behind everybody and easily lays it up and in. Tally now with 13 points. 45-13. Kashmir as Amick on the left wing to Emma Niemeyer. Wants a drive against Tally. Slices through a double team down the left lane. And Emma Niemeyer, nice move to the bucket. Making 45-15. We're only tripled up now. As Ledesma has the ball in the backcourt, she'll feed to Miller. Now on the right wing with Bryant coming out on her. Pass going to be tipped. Charlie Amick got behind everybody. She should be able to lay this up. Waits for traffic. And lays it up and in. Indeed. Charlie Amick with the steal and the bucket. We're going to have a foul in the backcourt. Yep. They're going to call Duran for a grabbing foul. That'll be her second personal. Foul on number two, Duran, her second personal. So the Hawks will press the inbounds as Lions will check in for Kashmir, and she'll spell Kenoyer. Lady Hawks definitely playing with a bit more spark here in the third quarter as the ref called things to stop as he wanted to let Juliana Boyd sub in for Miller, so we'll restart. He allowed Sawyer to inbounds and then blew it dead. So now Sawyer will try again, and the Hawks will press the inbounds, ends up going long. The ball is going to be tipped, stolen by Bryant. She'll then feed to Amick, who then fakes the three, drives into the key, pass is going to be tipped, ball is going to be tipped away, Tally's going to pick it up. And Tally will actually bring it up, give on the right wing to Boyd. Now at the top to Ledesma. Now down low to Tally. Spins at the 15. Stead kicks out to Boyd. Now to Ledesma again at the top. Wants to drive in. Goes past Andrews. Going to get cut off. Feed to Lyons. Now to Boyd on the right wing. Now to Soria in the corner for three. That's a long air ball. And the ball is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Tally. Hawks do a good job on defense there. We'll take it. That looks good. Let's keep going. As Amick will walk it up. Charlie on the left wing to Durand. Oh, she had a clear look at a three. Just didn't feel like it was her shot. Going to feed to Bryant at the top. Bryant now feed to Andrews, who circled around on the right wing. Now she wants to drive in and kicks out instead to Charlie for three. Banks it home from the corner. Hello, Charlie Amick. Banks it. And Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And then coming up the court, Charlie Amick's going to poke it away from Tally. And Lydiak's making Kashmir work, and the Kashmir coach saying, we got to talk this over. 3:16 to go in the third. Lydiak's showing life, but they trail Kashmir 45-20. We'll be back after this timeout. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
3:16 to go in the third, and Lydiak's showing some life. Outscored Kashmir here 9-4 in the third quarter, and they're just playing an entirely different brand of basketball than what you saw in the first half. As Soria will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. And she'll feed to Ledesma. Ledesma takes the ball, dribbles to the top. Now gives to Tally at the top of the key. Wants to drive in against the triple team and manages to lay it in from about 6 feet with a left hand. Tally making it 45-20. Grace Lenton and Carly Ray getting ready to check in for the Hawks as Niemeyer has the ball at the top. Feed to Charlie Amick on the left wing. Dribbles into the key. Now backing out. Backing down. And then drives into the key. Oh, my goodness. Drives into the key. Puts it up from about 6 feet. A little hook shot. Hits it. And she got fouled by Boyd. So Charlie Amick, 3 points in the second quarter. She's got seven now in the third. And she's to the line for an and one. She's 1-for-3 thus far. 47-22 Kashmir. Like I said, the Hawks definitely showing signs of life here. Outscoring Kashmir 11-6. As Charlie ends up missing the and one, and Soria will come down with a rebound. Tally will bring it up. Now hand off to Ledesma. Ledesma dribbling to the top. Oh, hit a breaking Boyd down the right post, who manages to put that away. Boyd with her first bucket of the game. Little give and go there as Tan has the ball on the right wing with Watson getting ready to check in. Then we turn the ball over. Ledesma going up court to the invisible girl. I don't know who she was. I think she wanted Soria, but that was a dangerously errant pass. As Kenori will check in for Kashmir, and Annie Watson will spell Ellie Andrews. So Amick will bring it up. Going to be met by Boyd. Right about center circle. Now still cheating a bit to the left. Now to the right. Now in the corner to Ayala Bryant. Bryant now wants to drive baseline. Going to get cut off. Then feed Carly Ray. Then feed Andrews for a long two. What were they saying? That was a three? No, that was Ellie Andrews with her second. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, three, turn the ball over in transition, but then we try to go up court and immediately turn it over to Ledesma. However, then Watson ends up tying up Tally for the jump ball. So, man, Lady Hawks playing with grit and fire here in the third. As Kinsley Miller quickly checks back in for Kashmir, and she'll spell Ledesma. Lady Hawks, like I said, they're just playing a different brand of basketball here in the second half. As Miller will inbound to Boyd. Boyd now to Miller on the left wing. Wants to go down low. Does go down low to Boyd, who manages to do a little spin move and bank it home. Boyd now with 4 points here in the third quarter. 51-25 Kashmir. Watson has the ball on the left wing to Carly Ray. One dribble to Amick. She'll pull up for the three. Oh, off the side of the rim. No good. It looked good. from my angle as Talley will come down with a rebound. Feed to Miller, up to Lyons down the right wing. Drives into the key. Gets tied up by Bryant. Strips the ball away. Then Carly Ray picks it up and travels. Ouch. 103 to go in third. Lady Hawks trail 51-25. As Canario will take it out on the sideline. Feed to Miller almost to center circle. And Miller cheating to the right with Bryant coming out on her. She'll pull up for three. Almost banked it home. Lyons will chase down the rebound and feeds down low. Nope, it's going to be stolen by Amex. She wanted Canoyer, then wanted to go up court to Carly Ray. Then Talley steps in front of that. So a turnover followed by a turnover. She'll then turn around and feed Boyd. She'll circle back to center with Ton now coming out at her. And now she's got the ball, and she's in some trouble, and we're going to have a timeout. With 31 seconds to go in the third, and the Lady Hawks trailing 51-25, but showing some spark here in the third. We'll be back with more. You're listening. College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
51-25, 31 seconds to go in the third quarter, and that's Kashmir up at the Lady Hawks. They put up 14 points this quarter. About scored Kashmir 14-10. And if they'd played with that fire in the first half, this might be a different game. Definitely good to see, as Boyd will take it out right in front of her bench with 14 on the shot clock, 31 on the game clock. Feeds to Miller with Niemeyer coming out on her. Emma poking at it, and she got past the defense. Now goes in as Annie Watson stepped into the lane, prevented the lay-in from going in, but she'll pick up a foul. That was a good foul by Annie Watson. That's her first. And that'll put Miller to the line for two. Miller with 14 points in the second quarter. She is scoreless here in the third. Except for that free throw, which she sunk, making it 52-25. We got reverse numbers, mirror numbers right now with 24.9 seconds to go in third. Miller's second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. But she ends up managing to muscle away her own rebound, then drives in. That shot ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound, goes into the corner. And they're going to say picked up by Boyd, who then promptly traveled. So it'll be Lady Hawk basketball, 15 seconds to go here in the third. Emmett goes up court to Ray, now to Watson, now cross court to Emma Niemeyer. Oh, man, that was a great look, but it was off the front of the rim from about 6 feet. As Talley will bring it up with 3 seconds to go to Canoyer for three. That ends up being no good. Third quarter comes to an end, the Lady Hawks fight back. They trail going into the fourth quarter, 52-25. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Now, if I have my arithmetic right, the Lady Hawks outscored Kashmir 18-11 in that third quarter. play with that same fire, like I say, during the first half. This could be a different game. As it is, we're going into the fourth quarter, trailing 52-25. Seen a lot of smiles in the College Place huddle as now they're breaking out here for the fourth quarter. And we're going to have Amick Niemeyer, Watson Ray, and Grayson Tan out there. And it'll be Lady Hawk basketball as Tan will inbound to Charlie Amick with Knoyer coming out on her. Charlie out at center circle. Now I'm going to go down low. No, it's Grayson Tan who had to. Oh, man, she had the ball and then lost it. Had to go onto the deck. And then we end up getting a jump ball between her and Ledesma. And the possession arrow favoring Kashmir. And the Lady Hawks will do some pressing, but still get the ball into Miller. As Niemeyer was late on covering her. As Miller drives to the right, goes down low to Tally. Tries to back down on Ray, finally turns around and shoots from about 10 and manages to have it rattle on the rim and drop. Tally, the most consistent scorer, as Tan comes up court and tries to Annie Watson, who did not let the ball in. And the Lady Hawks turn the ball over. That was our bugaboo in the first half. Is Miller. Will bring it up. Shadowed by Niemeyer. On the right wing. Wants to feed Sori in transition. Instead has to feed it back to Ledesma on the left wing. Ball's going to be tipped as she wanted to go up court. And that was no good. As Annie Watson will come down with a turnover. She'll feed to Tan, who then feeds Charlie Amick. Charlie at center circle with Knoyer coming out on her. Peyton Ireland getting ready to check in for Kashmir. Feed off to Tan. Now to Carly Ray. Ray then drives into the key, puts up a running shot that's a bit too strong, and Knoyer will come down with the rebound. Long up court outlet to Tally, who has to chase back out to get it, and then quickly gets tied up to Miller quickly for a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound is going to go on the deck, and that's going to be a jump ball. As Carly Ray and Knoyer tie up for it. And Miller helps up Carly Ray. I always love seeing that. So Ireland will check in for Knoyer, who with 6:35 to go in the game, may be done. And Julie Hill is going to send in Eliander, Zyla, Bryant, and Bertuk and Durand as Watson coming up court wants to feed Grayson Tan. Tan now will hand it off to Niemeyer. Nope, it's going to be tipped. Now Tan, after taking the loose ball, what a beautiful move to the bucket. Right-handed scoop shot. No, that was more of a hook shot that hung on the rim and dropped no good. Soria comes down with a rebound, and Tan forces her into a travel. It is too bad that ball didn't drop. Man, that was a beautiful turn move and hook shot that Grayson Tan almost made drop. Bryant, as it is, will take it up baseline for us after the Kashmir travel. 54-25 Kashmir, 6:15 to go in the game. And long pass ends up being too far, and Sori will take down the loose ball, then feed to Ireland, kick to Ledesma. Left wing Miller left wide open for a three. Man, that was dangerous. Then Tally comes down with the rebound, backs down against Carly Ray, manages to hit the bucket, and got fouled. That'll be Ray's second personal, so Tally gets yet another bucket, and an N1. She had one of those in the second quarter and sank that. That barely puts that off the front of the rim. Ledesma gets the offensive rebound and put back. That ends up being no good. Andrews will come down with the rebound, but then loses the ball to Ledesma. Tally to Miller. To Ireland for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Ellie Andrews. Ellie will bring it up. Now pulling up at the top with Soria coming out on her. Now feed to Carly Ray. Kick out to Grayson Tan on the right wing. She now wants to drive in against Miller. Feed out to Bryant in the corner. Driving into the key. Then goes up against Ledesma, and the shot is not quite strong enough. Miller comes down with a rebound and then feeds it to Ellie Andrews. Now to Bryant in the corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tally will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Miller quickly. Going up court to Soria. She puts up a running shot off the backboard, no good. But Tally is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good, but she earned another trip to the charity stripe. And that foul is going to be on Carly Ray. That'll be her third personal. So tally to the line for two. She's 1 for 2 so far. And she hits that, making her 2 for 3 for the afternoon. 5:07 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail 57-25. Trailing, if I had my math right, 41-9 at halftime. And Tally's second free throw is nothing but air. As Lions will check in, and Tally presumably will be done with 5:07 to go in the game. Bryant will walk it up. She'll be met by Ledesma right about center circle. Now she wants to dribble in. Now wants to kick out to Grayson Tawn. Fakes the three. She'll cross out to Durand with Ireland coming out on her. Hand off to Andrews. Andrews step back three off the front of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds off Carly Ray. She had good position. Just couldn't quite manage to bring the rebound in as Amick will spell Carly with 4:43 to go in the game. And the Hawks will press the inbounds. With Soria taking it up baseline, instead goes up court to Ireland. Ireland cross back to Soria, now crossing the timeline, now kick down low to Lyons, wants to back down against Bryant, finds Soria down low. Soria manages to bank it home, and she will go to the line for the and one. And that foul is going to be on Isla Bryant. That'll be her first personal. Oh, Elika Neuer is going to check back in. As Soria will go to the line for two. She has 8 points so far. This is her first trip to the stripe. Or no, sorry, that was an and one. And the shot is no good, but Ledesma's there for the offensive rebound and put back. Ledesma gets her first bucket since the first quarter, making it 61-25. Kashmir. Tawn with the ball on the right wing. Oh, man, nice drive to the bucket. Oh, but her shot was too strong. That was a beautiful drive. More of that, please, as Lyons comes up the court, loses the ball then off of Durant's foot, and she'll take it out right in front of the scorer's table, Will Ledesma. Giving the backcourt to Knoyer. Knoyer wants to drive in the keys, kicks to Soria. Now back at the top to Ireland for three. And Peyton Ireland gets a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, making it 64-25 as Amick will drive to the top of Lyons coming out on her. Boyd getting ready to check back in for Kashmir. Tawn to Bryant driving into the key. Man, that was a good looking shot. It's just a little bit too long. Almost got her own rebound. They're going to say out on Ledesma. So Boyd and Logan Hatmaker, a freshman guard, we'll check in for Kashmir. Soria and Ledesma presumably will be done. 3:39 to go in the game, and Kashmir in command, 64-25, as Charlie Amick gets off a 15-footer. It's a little long, and Hatmaker will come down with a rebound. Feed to Ireland, feed to Miller. No, Knoyer to Lyons. Cross court to Boyd, who was unable to handle it, and Kashmir loses the ball out of bounds. If Boyd brings that in, that's an easy two. There's no one around her. So Amick will bring it up. On the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews to a driving Durand, and when losing the ball out of bounds, are going to say last touch by Durand. That's questionable. As Ellie Jacobson, freshman guard, will now check in and spell Knoyer. So Coach Brandon Agabrod has emptied his bench for Kashmir. Long outlet's going to be stolen by Charlie Amick. Wanted Lyons. She'll turn around and pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Lyons and Bryant end up fighting for the rebound, and they're going to say it's off Lyons. So it'll be College Place basketball. 3:09 to go in the game. The Lady Hawks trail 64-25. Going to have a running clock if we don't stop them from getting another field goal. Tawn on the right wing to Amick. Oh, man, her three swirls halfway down and out. As Ireland will come down with a rebound, then goes up court to Boyd. Boyd then feeds a driving Jacobson, who's got to pull back up, and Jacobson ends up traveling. Good Lady Hawks get another turnover break. Ball ends up going way to the other end of the court. So, and then the ref kick lifted it and almost hit himself in the face with the ball. I mean, it was bowling. That ball was moving. As Amick gives to Durand on the left wing. With Ireland coming out on her, wants to go down low to Bryant. Ball gets poked away. Bryant still has it. Now, I don't know who she wanted to give the ball to. It ends up going on the deck. And now, who is that? That's not Ireland. Ends up having the ball deep on the right wing. The ball got picked up by Hatmaker. Ireland to Boyd to Lyons. Wants to go up. Can't. Just absolutely getting slapped out. They find, they're going to call a foul. That foul is going to be on Charlie Amick. That'll be her first personal. And Ireland will take it out baseline with 2:21 to go in the game. And Lady Hawks trail by 39. And Ireland wants to get it down low to Lyons and ends up getting kicked out of bounds, I believe, by Grayson Tahn. Annie Watson, Emma Niemeyer, and Carly Ray all to check in as Durand, Ellie Andrews, and Isla Bryan will all go to the bench with 2:20 to go in the game. So Ireland ends up having the ball tipped, going to be picked up by Lyons, who then has it stripped by Grayson Tahn and then feeds to Carly Ray, who traveled. Carly has trouble keeping her feet set at times. So Ireland will try again. And gets the ball down, though, I think, to Lyons. Puts a spin move on Carly Ray. Can't get the shot off. There was an up and down that Hatmaker got away with. Somehow gets the ball back out to Lyons, who gets her first bucket of the game, and that makes it a 41-point lead. I believe we're going to have a running clock as Emma Niemeyer pulls up for three. Air ball. Rebound Lyons under 2 minutes to go. Lyons to Boyd in the right corner. Now at the top two, I think that's Hatmaker. Hatmaker to Ireland on the left wing. Ireland are dribbling to the top with Niemeyer on her. Ball's going to be tipped. That's Grayson Tahn running down the right lane. Tries to pick up her dribble. Now wants to slip it between two. Ends up losing the ball out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Hatmaker. So it'll be College Place basketball. But the clock continues to run. Why is the shot clock running? Shot clock should not be running. Shot clock should not be running. The shot clock should not be running. Game clock, yes, not the shot clock. Charlie Amick, oh, she had a chance at a three. Instead, she dribbles into the key, puts up an air ball that ends up being no good, and then Carly Ray loses the ball out of bounds. You can't be running the shot clock. There we go. Now we stopped it, and we're under 60 seconds to go. As Boyd will bring it up. And, boy, getting reached around by Charlie Amick, and they're just saying, well, let him play. As Ireland drives down the left lane with great speed. Shot ends up being no good. Lyons comes down with a rebound. So the kick out to Ireland for another three. That's barely off the front of the rim. No good. And goes out of bounds. It's 36 seconds to go and ticking. And the Lady Hawks are going to go to 0-3 in league. 2-3 overall. As Charlie Amick will bring it up. And feed then to Carly Ray, who drives down left lane. Shot is no good, but you drew the foul. And that foul is going to be on Lyons. So Carly Ray should be going to the line. And as the clock, they finally stopped the clock with 14 seconds to go. Carly's first free throw off the side of the rim, no good. The problem is we got shut out here in the fourth quarter. Outscored 14-0 after we did so much better. Oh, Emma Niemeyer comes down with a rebound on the Carly Ray miss, and then we're going to go on the deck for a jump ball, but that might do it as we're under 10 seconds to go. Yeah, and that should do it. Kashmir is going to go to 2-0, and the Lady Hawks are going to go to 2-3, 0-3 in league as Kashmir prevails 66-25. We'll be back with totals and what is coming up next for the Lady Hawks when we return here from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
So the Lady Hawks still looking for that first league win. They fall to Kashmir 66-25. Kashmir women just complete a successful road trip. They beat Connell. They beat College Place. Having spent the night in Pasco, here are your unofficial totals for the visiting Kashmir Bulldogs. Let's see, we have Addie Lyons with 2 points. We've got Juliana Boyd with 4 points. Peyton Ireland with 3 points. Ella Kanoyer, 5 points. Gwen Ledesma, 6 points. Alyssa Soria with 8 points. And then Kinsley Miller with 18 points. And Addie Talley, leading all scorers on the court with 20 points. Tally very, very consistent with each quarter. For the Lady Hawks, let's see. We've got Grayson Tan with 2 points. Emma Niemeyer with 3 points. Ayala Bryant, 4 points. Ellie Andrews, 6 points. Charlie Anik, again, leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 10 points. But the Lady Hawks fall to 2-3 overall, 0-3 in league. And they're going to get some time off. Their next game is going to be next Friday. That tip-off slated to start at 5:45 here in the Hawks Nest. And that'll be against the Connell Eagles. So Lady Hawks are going to try and see if they can't continue what they did last year. I believe they swept the season series from Connell last year. Let's see if they can get that first league win next week against Connell. So, again, your final from the Hawks Nest. Lady Hawks fall to Kashmir. 66-25, your next broadcast, 5:45 next Friday from here again in the Hawks Nest against the Connell Eagles. But don't change that dial, as they've said for many years in broadcast journalism, as we have the boys coming up. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley.
it's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.